for Christmas, a seasonal podcast reflection for Christmas Day.
My name is Harry Hagopian. I'm an international lawyer and the Catholic Bishop's consultant on the Middle East, North Africa. Many moons ago, when I was struggling with my early teenage years, my parents made it a rule that on Christmas Day, we would all attend Holy Mass together at the Cathedral of the Nativity in Bethlehem. We would later also head off to our favorite restaurant overlooking Manger Square with its cobbled stones and Christmas tree in order to sample some of those delicious Palestinian meze dishes. And every year, the priest used to read from St. John's Gospel that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Or in Arabic, وَالْكَلِمَ صَارَ جَسَدًا وَحَلَّ بَيْنَنَا. I never understood what this sentence really meant, and so I would often quiz Dad about it. But Dad being Dad, he would dismiss my question by saying that the concept was far too complex and that all I needed to know is that Christmas celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was never convinced with this paternal brush off, but then I was far more interested in the menu at the restaurant than in the theological depths of the mystery of the Incarnation. Many years have elapsed since those teenage years, and I now understand much better this exalting mystery. So forgive me if my thoughts stray back to Bethlehem today. After all those years, I can still smell the incense wafting out of the church, let alone the cacophony of bells with boy and girl scouts, deacons, monks, priests, and bishops joining the whole assembly of believers to proclaim this new baby, our Lord and Savior, the Prince of Peace. That is it, isn't it? Jesus was born in Bethlehem, not in any other country or continent. And today, those indigenous and largely Arab Christian men, women, and children of the Holy Land, in Jordan, Israel, or Palestine, persist in witnessing to their faith in their own languages and rites, despite the huge political, economic, and social challenges they face almost every day. So they too need our prayers, perhaps even more so today. After all, did Saint Peter not refer to them in his first epistle as the living stones? عيد ميلاد سعيد وسنة مباركة ملؤها السلام والطمأنينة. A blessed Christmas and a hopeful new year for all.
Thought for Christmas, a seasonal podcast reflection for Christmas Day.